This is November 24th, 1982, and we're talking with Martha Jo at her home in Nolato.
How long are you going to be here?
Well, we thought we'd stay, and just as long as you felt like doing this, we can stay till through the weekend, or because it'll... It usually takes quite a few days of taping to do this. And lots of times we have to come back again, too. You know, we'll go...
Well, you're here, you'd be coming here. Oh, yes. Maybe that's where I remember some things.
So as long as you feel like doing this, we could come every day or you know, whatever time is... But what I like to start with first is... We go way back, but it's usually the easy questions, and it's where you were born, and what you know about where you were born, and about your parents.
I was born someplace way down the river at the camp, where my folks used to stay a long time ago. My grandparents, great grandparents, used to stay way below, 6 miles below Caltech.
Did that have an Indian name?
There's Dokakat. That's Indian name. There's Dokakat. That place, I mean, in English, they call it Doomed Creek. That's where I was born. And maybe, well, when I first wake up, like, was my mother was cleaning me up, combing my hair. And she said something about school, and I don't understand what school means.
You know, Kurt's just pointing at me. We're going to... Okay, so you were saying you were born at camp?
Yeah.
And that was...
60 miles below Kurt.
Was that a fish camp?
A village used to be. My great-grandparents' village.
So what time of year was that? That you were born?
They say 1896. I'm 86 years old already.
So is that springtime or?
In fall. In September. September the 6th I was born, they say.
Did you hear any other stories about the time you were born, what it was like? You know, in those days, was it the same as now when people have babies?
The midwives, they have to carry the woman that's going to have a baby, like they put them in their laps. And my dad and my mom had a hard time with me, a day and midnight. I was born.
So the midwife would actually hold the woman?
Yeah, she'd have them, like, just have them on their lap.
And would they be born right inside the house, or?
Yeah. Sometimes when the heads or feet comes out, they pull them out. Well, I did that too much, right, once.
So, at this, the place where you were born then, well, who is your mother, your parents, their names?
My daddy's name used to be Peter. Peter Antorski, that's the man that raised him. Well, they don't know their second names, but this one was Antorski, the one that raised him. And my mom's name was Elizabeth, but I couldn't find her. I don't know her last name.
Well, did they both have Indian names?
No, my mom had Indian name, Masilishno. My father, too, had an Indian name, too. Yes, I need that one. That's his Indian name.
So, did your mother raise you too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They raised me both. They raised me pretty strict, so in our days.
How were they strict?
They wouldn't let me go out. They wouldn't let me play with other kids. Pretty strict. They wouldn't let me have friends. In England, they call it temptation. If I have friends, I'll have temptation. So, but once he started to clean me up his school, that was 1902. She was cleaning me up and then she brought me to school, to the sisters' mission school.
So that was the school here in Nolato?
Yeah. 1902. That was 1902.
Do you remember anything about that school?
Yeah. I was with little kids. All I used to, the first words I used to learn was cat, C-E-T, cat, R-E-T, rat. We had a chart. We don't have books now like they have nowadays. We had a big chart, you know, hanging up. That's what we used to have.
Mm-hmm. Well, what other kinds of things do you remember about school?
Well, I was going to school. I remember sometimes just like a dream. But I start to pick up a little bit. But we studied Indian prayer books too at the same time, and we didn't learn much of English, going at English words at that time. Because we have to learn our Indian prayer book too. What Father Jetty is going, you know.
Well, was Father Jetty, was he teaching here at that time?
No, not, but he was, well, maybe he did before us. I don't even know when he was here. That was before I was born, I think.
Well, who was teaching the Indian prayer books?
He made us books already. And the sisters was teaching us in Indian by the book. And she asked us what it means, and we know it. When she, you know, she asked us, what's this word? We know it already. And they cannot. And now what was that? Goodness. That way we didn't learn much of English life. And we used to go out in September to our camps. Stay there all fall till the first part of December. We have to come. Well, that's the only rule we have. We used to like this. Not much white people. Well, I didn't see not many white people. All I seen was the priest and the sisters and storekeepers.
So, which priest was here at that time?
Well, lots of priests. I know
when
Father.
When you started school?
I seen Father Cataldo. That's the priest I first seen.
What was his name?
Father Cataldo. He died in, I don't know, not sure. Well, many years ago, but I read it in Indian Sentinel. They used to make. I read that he died in that book. The priest that I first seen. people, women and grandpas. My. None of them mostly talk English them days. Just as kids, sisters, priests, and the storekeepers that are talking English them days. We didn't keep steady going to school them days. We gotta go away in fall and in spring. We come in December, first part of December, and go out to the camp again in April, just right after Easter Sunday. And then come out in a boat, rowing boat. We used to do this with my brother. My brother Aloysius, we used to row in a Yukon boat, what they call sometimes my daddy used to build boat. But they don't last for years, them boats.
When you rowed boat, would there be a lot of people in the boat?
Yeah, with the whole family and the old outfit we're going out with.
So how many people would be in the boat when you're
rowing? My father and my mother and my sisters and brothers.
Do you have a lot of sisters and brothers?
I used to, but they all died. I just have only two brothers left.
So were you one of the oldest ones?
Yeah, I'm the oldest one.
So, well, let's see. I wanted to go back a little bit more about that first village where you were born.
Yeah.
Now, at that time, the villages, did they have, was it all, well, how many houses would be in that village? Was it big?
Well, I don't know, because I was small. They went away with me while I was small. They started to travel with me. They were up in Circle City in 98. And I don't even know. Only later after that, I seen that place and only grass is there.
Did they tell you things about that
place? Yeah, they told me about that place though, that I was born there.
What kind of things do you remember about that place?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Because they just went away while I was. Well, that's where they went to. They see it at Circle City in the Gold Rush days, 98.
Well, what did they do in Circle?
They were working, labor work, I guess. But they didn't stay there very long. They came the next year, I think.
So, did they ever tell stories about Circle?
Yeah, there's lots of mining, they used to say, in 98. It would be as, that's it, in 1907. That's the time I seen lots of boats traveling around here. There was big boats. There's NC boats, what they used to call. Big boat, two-pike. It's like a travel on Mississippi River. That kind. There's Sarah, that kind. Susie, Hannah, Louise. Those the same big boats, all NC boats. And there's Swatka, that NC boat. Reliance, that small boat. This what I named was big, big boats that carries about 4 barges, push 4 barges of Chisicon River from St. Michael's. The freight been coming to St. Michael's them days because there was no train, you know, over yet that time. And they used the NC little boat used to wait for the Gold Rush days up to Methodist Koyukuk River, Highway Drought, all to Nome, but Nome was just a ship landed there.
Well, that time that your mom and dad went up to Circle, did they go on the steamboats?
Yeah. They were deckhands in days. There were lots of people, native people that was captain and pilot too. Because they don't know the rivers and they showed them.
Is that what your father did too?
No, too, he was not pilot, but they can. That's how we went up and come back down again, they say. I didn't see it, I don't know, but that was after I was born. Mm-hmm. My brother was born up at Eagle. Circle City, you see, that's the way I am.
So he was born at Eagle?
He was born at Eagle, my brother, the one that was next to me.
Mm-hmm. Is that Aloysius?
Yeah. Yeah, he was over 70 last year he died. 8 of next month it would be a year.
Well, I hear stories of different men who went up, you know, and worked during the gold rush, but I never heard of, you know, the wife going or the whole family. Was that unusual? Say your mother went up too?
Yeah.
So what did she do?
I don't know. I was baby at the time. Mm-hmm. I don't wake up. Yeah.
So, did they ever talk about when they came back home, or did they get homesick when they were up there? Did they ever talk about things like that?
Well, they talk about what they did. They said they've been working for the mining place. Oh, lots of things. There was saloon there, they say, road houses.
Was that the first saloon they saw?
Yeah.
What was that like? Did they talk about what that was like? Did they go inside?
I didn't hear them much talk about it. That's all they talk about. Not all the time, they didn't talk much too.
Mm-hmm. Were there other kinds of things they talked to you about when you were young?
Oh, yeah.
Too many things. Huh?
Too many. experience, good experience, that's all they talk about to me. In 1911, I got married.
1911.
Yeah.
Well, you were saying before I turned on this tape recorder that they forced you to get married in those days?
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's olden times. They pick out a boy, good worker, hunting, that makes sleds and snowshoes, that's the main thing is fish trap. They were looking for. There was one boy was going to marry me as soon as I am, but my daddy gave him back the, you know, they give us a box for in Christmas. With the clothes in. Women's clothes, sewing essentials, blankets, and things like that. You gotta have before they get married. And they give it to the girl that they're going to marry.
Mm-hmm. And those things are for the girl or it's for the whole family?
No, for the girl. Mm-hmm. My daddy put back his trunk. He didn't want his boy. He said, no hunter, drink too much, gamble too much. don't hunt much. Well, this, soon as he gave that box back, another box come in again, another trunk, where he accept that guy. Was so, good hunter.
So who was that guy?
Peter. Peter is America.
And how old were you that time?
14 years and a half.
Uh-huh. Well, did all the girls get married that young then?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In the olden days, they just didn't get married before they go too far, maybe, I guess. But, I went to school, so I didn't go schooling very much. But I stayed with a white doctor and his wife, the first doctor that came into this Nerato and the first hospital that was moved here. I stayed with them. 8 and 9. That was the year 8 and 9.
Why did you stay with them?
Baby said, they had a little girl. And his wife, her husband was a doctor, and his wife was teaching that time. They had a public school that day.
What was their names?
Her name? I got their picture. They got a daughter, the one that I babysat was about that big. And she's writing to me now. She found me out that I'm living in, from California.
So what's her name?
Frances Keane. Mm-hmm. Is her name. I got the picture.
Uh-huh. So when you were staying with them, you just lived with them all the time?
Stayed with them the whole winter.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't go out to camp or anything?
Nothing. I didn't go out. Well, we came in from the camp this in the fall. That's when they picked me up to be babysit. I don't know how they find me. Well, I've been with the sisters two couple of times, and maybe that way they find out that I know how to say yes or no.
Well, how old were you when you learned to speak English?
Oh, I didn't learn very much because there were lots of old people still living. And we didn't go schooling steady like, you know, the way I told them.
So the first time you ever learned any English words was that when you went to school?
To school, yeah. And there was a big chart there, which we learned on.
Well, did parents want their kids to go to school those days?
No, they just bring them out to the camps. In summertime, too, we stay at the camps. And we just do what they do, like cutting fish and all that. That's, we learn, pick berries. All those things for the winter supply.
Did they need the help of all of the kids?
Yeah. The way they want to teach them how they live too. And, we've done lots of things like helping the parents.
Well, I was just thinking about when, your parents came back from Circle and Eagle?
Yeah.
Did they come back here to Nolato?
Yeah. That's where I started to know things from. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they came right to here.
So did they have a cabin they built here?
They built a cabin. Mm-hmm. That's where I know now. I don't know nothing about where I was born. Yeah, they just came right straight to here. They're supposed to belong down the river, but they moved here after they came down. They started to stay here.
So, if they belong...
That must be in 1899. They came down, I guess. Well, I was born in 1896.
Well, if your parents belong downriver, does that mean they're related to all people in Caltag? Is that from around
way
there?
Way below there.
Way below.
They all died away. I've seen lots of people. Mm-hmm.
Do you know anything about who your parents were related to? Like their parents' names?
No, no. From? I know my daddy came from Cayo, I guess. We got the water, mostly Ricky says. And my mama was down the river, from down the river where I was born.
So did they tell you
that? She was a Tory Cross before my daddy married her. Only for about a year, I guess. But they have to go down and get them. They don't want to stay down there very long. And the sisters want me to send me to Holy Cross, but my daddy didn't want it. He used to say his sister died there. And maybe he thought I was going to die there too. That's why he didn't want me to go.
So if your father came from Cayo, was there a village there?
Lots of villages used to be there. That's where I was raised, in Cayo. After we came down, maybe they got on the up from down the river, and when they came down, they came right straight to here. And make a house there, and then we remained here.
But when you said when you were here in Lotto, you would still go out to camp?
Yeah.
Where would you go to camp?
Cayo.
To Cayo?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So did you spend more time there or here?
We spent the spring and fall up there. Just middle of the winter, that's all we stay here.
So how would you get to Cayo?
In a boat. In a rowboat. We used to get no engines in days. Just rowing, that's all.
So you row up and then you row back again?
Yeah. In springtime we have to row. No matter how swift it is, we have to. But that's the only way we could come out.
You remember what that felt like when you would be rowing?
Huh?
Do you remember what that felt like when you...
Yeah. Sometimes we get tired. We were not too big to them days. But my daddy used to go ahead of us in a canoe to get something to eat to stop the night over us. It used to take us 2 nights to go to Cayo to get to the camp. And he used to go ahead of us. And when we get tired, well, he just went, he get enough to try to stop overnight with. He'd row himself, start to row himself.
Would your mother row too?
No, it's a paddle, I mean steering.
Oh.
She steer, and we sitting inside the boat in front of him.
So how many would be rowing? Just two of you?
Yeah, and when we get tired, my daddy used to row, take our place, we get to the place where we're going to stop. Our dogs follow us on the land.
So what kind of things would you take up with you in that boat?
Or our groceries. Groceries, that's what we're going to that during the fall. But in Caillou, we had lots of things to eat, you know. Some things, you know, like ducks, fish is good, fish is. When we get to Caillou, they hunt for 2 days for ducks. And then, well, they start to put in fish traps. Well, as soon as we get to Caillou, the women put in fish nets. Then they start to catch lots of fish. And the men hunt ducks. There was no moose, no beaver. Just ducks and bears, that's all. Porcupines. But we enjoy the food. We like them because they're nice. Well, after they get through with the fish trap, they go out to the hills for bear meat. And they stay out there for a couple of days till they get the luck. Sometimes they kill one bear. They're satisfied for it, one bear, because little, they pass it to the men that hunt, and they got something to bring home. Sometimes 2 bears, but they cut the meat off the bones and they carry them on their backs. Well, they go to the hills, as far as where the water is. Yeah.
And that's where they'd find the bears?
Yeah, on the hills, eating berries.
So would everybody eat that bear meat when they brought back?
Yeah, in fall time it's good out there that eat only bears. They're fat. And after that they come back and start to tend to the fish trap. They put away fish, oh, lots of fish.
What kind of fish?
Pikes and white fish. And there's places where they can get the lush too, and they go there and they fish there too, with a net or a fish trap.
Would they dry it, or how would they?
In fall time, they put them away. Mm-hmm. They put them away. And they cut it, fat fish, and oh, they're nice. Mm-hmm.
Well, was it, how would they put away the fish?
They cut them and dry them that way. Mm-hmm. And when it starts to get cold, they clean them and they put them away. It's good to eat too that way when they're clean.
Mm-hmm. So they just let them freeze then?
Mm-hmm. No freezer than these. But ducks, they used to salt ducks, put them in the bar. It's good that way too. We used to, when it's fat, soon as they get to cry, they dry them too, half dry, and they put them away. They smoke them. That way it tastes good. They put it in the cast, put a stick like that and hang them, tie them together while they split them. And it's good that way.
So how would they put away the bear meat?
Bear meat? They just smoke them a little bit, and when it's dry over, they put it in the cast the same way as they do with the ducks. They have to smoke them first, that way it don't get rotten or nothing. Tastes good.
Well, then after they have all this food put away, would they just cook a little bit each day so it would last?
Whenever they want, some days cook some. So that when they come down to they put that away for the town, you know, and for the potlatch.
What parts would they put away for a potlatch?
Well, they take away the front bone of the ducks, and they dry them half dry. but later on they salt them in a barrel. That's what we used to put, but now it's freezers. Now it's very easy to do.
So that was a lot of work.
Yeah.
Would children help with putting away food too?
Fairies. Lots of people used to be in Kentucky. Now it's just why we used to hear dogs hollering and shooting from here and there. There must be about 5, 6 villages in Cairo, different places. But, you know, it's on the flat end. It's not the longest. We could hear the dogs and shooting. Nowadays it's quiet, very quiet. Even now, I was up there this spring. I want to be out there, so they bring me out there every spring. But I got houses up there. Hell, I put up a house up there for me. Lumber house, you know, for the spring.
So did you stay there by yourself in the spring?
No. With my daughter. My daughter is up there now, in those houses. I got one log cabin and one lumber house. This lumber house is at the spring camp, and this log cabin house is at the winter, or the winter place, where I used to stay in winter.
What is, so the winter place is a different kind of place than spring?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that away from the water?
Yeah.
And that's a place where you would trap from?
The winter place. There I used to trap.
So which daughter is up there right now?
Luana Summers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, when you were up there this spring, what was that like? Did it make you remember?
Yeah, but it's quiet. We used to hear lots of singing. Dogs howling for here and there, and no sounds.
No ducks now.
No, I mean the people. Just my daughter, that's all but Chicago now. These.
So, did you think of different people who used to be up there?
Yeah, lots of them used to be there, but they're all gone now.
Mm-hmm. Well, who were some of the people that were there?
They're all gone. Since this school is put up here, nobody goes out no more. And that young generation, they don't know how to hunt. They don't know the old hammer way. No, they don't know how to make sleds or snowshoes. Things like that, fish trap. They don't know none of those things. Only some people, smart guys, they make sleds.
Is that because nobody teaches them?
Yeah, because they're all that. They all died away now, the old people. All the old people are gone now. Me and that grand back there, her name is Martha Brush. She's the oldest one that lives now. Two of us, that's all. All young generation don't know how to talk native.
Is that hard for you that they didn't learn that?
It's, well, but nowadays it's different. White, all white people sight now, and it's not nothing to them. Easy living nowadays. In our days it was pretty cheap, but everything was going all right. Everything was cheap. Yeah, I know. When I wake up, NC Company was here. And I used to work for them too. After I get married, my husband's been working in the steamer Reliance up to Koyukuk River. For 7 steady summers, he's been working on the steamboat Reliance, steamer Reliance, what they used to call. All during that time, these couples were working for NC, and I used to keep house for them. And when the Reliance come out from Koyukuk River, these were gold trust days. They used to pack up little boxes about that big, that white gold.
And so it's a box about, oh, maybe 7 inches long by 3 inches high.
Yeah. They used to carry it up from Koyukuk River when the steamer Reliance came out. They used to carry it. And I was keeping the house for the NC. His wife used to go to Fairbanks or St. Michael. Every year she used to have baby, but none of them born alive.
So what's that family's name? That couple?
Mr. Hyde. Clarence Hyde, they used to call him. Good people, strong Catholics people. And the one that I stayed with, doctor, was a strong Catholic too.
Mm-hmm. Well, that NC, the people taking care of the NC company, where would they take that gold?
Oh, when the boat come and they used to bring it up, and upstairs there used to be NC company store here. And they used to keep it under the bed. And this agent, the agent of NC, used to, well, I was keeping the house for them and telling me to mind it. Mind the place, you know, just to look over. And then I lock up the upstairs doors, and then I tell him, when it's time for me to go home, I go home. And he knows it, and I don't want to come out in the morning, too.
Yeah. But they put that gold under the
and
bed?
And they wait for the boat that's going to come up from St. Michael. That comes from outside. The ship comes from outside and land at St. Michael. And they leave it in NC to wait for that boat come up and go down to St. Michael. The big boats, what I mentioned. Mm-hmm. Well, those boats take it down to St. Michael, to outside, I guess. Mm-hmm. Wherever they send it.
Well, did they ever have trouble with that gold, you know, losing that gold or somebody taking it?
No.
That never happened from
no.
all the way from Koyukuk down to St. Michael?
Yeah, it's watched pretty close. No, I never heard anything like that about folks.
Yeah. Well, going back to talking about the Kayu. You said there are all these different people around. You know, a lot of these people, kids never hear about or they don't know. But maybe you could tell me who some of those family names were and what it was like up at the Kayu then.
Family names?
Yeah, the different people who lived up there when the Kayu used to have lots of people.
Oh. Well, there was lots of people, different places. Old man Silas, they used to call. He used to have a family. Ismail, my parents-in-law used to be. They have lots of kids. Mm-hmm. Where you was now? I'm raising.
Oh.
My grandson.
Uh-huh. What's his name?
Milovan. Stanford Summers.
Oh.
That's the parents stay in Kayu.
Oh, uh-huh.
Irish. There's someone Irish with his brother.
Melvin? That's his name?
Huh?
Is this Melvin?
That one is Milovan.
Melvin.
This one is Stanford.
This is Stanford. Oh. Melvin's in the picture.
That's his brother.
You know what we're doing?
He's there too. She's already shut down at the chamber.
He's tall. He's gotta be a winner.